Welcome back, Junkies, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Hey, remember, you miss any part of the show, you can always download our podcast. Just search Sports Junkies wherever you download your podcasts. You can listen to our weekend parlay. Hey, just for social media purposes, Drab, how does Yuri spell his name, Yuri Perez? Because there are a lot of Perez's.
E-U-R-Y.
Give it to me again.
E-U-R-Y.
E-U-R-Y. Would not have bet that. Wow. All right.
It's like this.
We got that in.
E-U-R-Y.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I'm looking forward to Will Dawkins.
No, I'm actually looking forward to both of them. We got some heavy hitters. Dawkins coming on 8:25, Mark Einen at 9:20. I knew you guys had Einen on when I was away, but perfect timing. I know he wants to promote the tennis, but we got to sneak in
an RFK.
DC, yeah, question.
100%.
For sure. He's always been good.
So Drabby put in this topic about big butts coming back for men. Men are working out and want big butts. And Jason, I can ask you about the big dumper. Who is the big dumper in Major League Baseball?
The big dumper?
I think his nickname is the big dumper.
Come on, Bish.
The big dumper.
You don't know the guy who's leading the league in home runs?
Cal Raleigh?
Cal Raleigh's nickname is the big dumper.
I didn't know his nickname was the
big
dumper. He's a big dude.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know his nickname was the big dumper.
Yeah.
But yeah,
is he part of the reason that big butts are coming back for guys?
No. No.
He's just a big dude, man. What is he, about 6'3", 240?
They say
how big is Cal Raleigh?
He's named the big dumper because one of his teammates, Jared Kelenic, gave him the moniker Big Dumper because of his large backside.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why
but
I say it.
That's not why big butts might be it.
No, I'm not saying that Cal Raleigh is the reason, but
no, this is for gym bros.
Yeah.
Instead of guys trying to sculpt their biceps, maybe get bowling ball shoulders or huge chest. Now guys are squatting and deadlifting to get a nice
muscular
round
butt.
If you look around,
I think that's always been part of like gym bros, but because there are a few guys.
Gym bros were famous for big chest, big arms, and
gym bros. Gym bros would hang around the bench press and take their turns pumping iron.
Yeah,
Working on their
legs.
Yeah, not working on their glutes.
Yeah, but
that was a chick thing.
No, but most big workout guys do everything. There are a few, like you'll see at the gym. I see one or two guys at the gym that are like completely like jacked up top.
Yeah.
And then have thin legs. But most will do your deadlifts, will do squats. It might just be one day when you have a leg day, but they'll do it.
I thought the same was always curls get the girls.
Curls for girls, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
No, when you're a guy and you're working on your beach bod, the last thing you're doing is squats.
Right.
Or hamstring extensions. Or
it's actually shocking. If you walk around and you actually look, because I've done this before, because I've wanted to see how mine compares. If you look at other people, guys' butts are brutal. Guys got nothing.
Yeah.
Most guys got nothing.
It's all they're all misshapen or flat or
average person is like cakes.
Right.
Flat I was soda. Waiting for you to drop the cakes reference. I mean, he was coming.
And mine's not that much better. Like I look at mine and mine's not much better. It's just
saggy.
I'm actually trying to do not heavy stuff, but I'm doing like more like just like little kettlebell exercises and things just to try to get the glutes up a little bit,
right.
Get the thighs up a little bit.
It's saggy, flabby butts on most dudes.
Most dudes have such flat asses.
They just don't care.
And
but most guys also have terrible chests and arms and all those other things.
Yeah, but the flat ass is a mainstay.
I think
it's a mainstay.
I think
guys
women
won't work out their lower body.
Right.
Yeah.
I think women see guys who go to the gym, and if they notice that a guy has particularly nice bottom. They know that this guy is working hard every single day and cares about his entire body.
Well, you're just
body.
Rare. You're gonna step if you have a nice butt for a dude, you're gonna stand out. It's like having a great rack.
Look, it may be a right? cultural movement.
It's like a guy's tease.
But hey. I can tell you this firsthand. My wife right? my wife teaches a class which is essentially to help your butt. I can't even remember the name of the time. It's 40 women in that class. There might be one guy in there.
Right, because guys ignore it. Guys always work on their chest and their arms, maybe a little back stuff.
It's masculine to have big arms and big chests and tiny butt.
I think one of the good things about having like all of these reels and all this stuff on social media now is people are talking about the importance, though, of like having leg strength and about having stronger lower body, about how that like helps, like you live longer. You know what they said? The number one trait or something of someone that lives long is like strong thighs,
strong trunks,
strong hips too.
You gotta have strong muscular thighs. So as you get older, you don't fall down all the time. You just have a good base.
Right.
You don't want to have this hurting spindly.
You don't
legs.
Want chicken legs.
You don't want to have hurting Cakes legs.
And Cakes has bad balance.
Does he already have bad balance?
I thought he said that.
He might have said
Did
that.
He? Yeah. I wonder how his balance has been in the bed in the hotel room in San Diego.
How many times do you think
Would
he's
Would you really
already?
Want to know?
No, I don't.
I'm going to say when he joke. Comes back on funny the total.
I'm actually curious.
On his sex trip,
if you found out.
Two smashes.
If you found out, like, this is just old school, like 30 years ago when there actually were like sex tapes on a VHS.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a VCR. Uh-huh. And you found out that Cake somehow had one.
Yeah.
And it fell out of his backpack.
Oh, I'd watch it.
You would want to watch Cakes.
I would watch it for a second. Of
would
course.
You?
100%.
That would be awkward.
100%.
Yeah, I think I would pass.
But how? So were you getting this that big butts are in?
It's just a New York Post article. It's just a trend, and so I think it's something physically that women look for. I'm willing to go the extra step that they're gonna not big butts, but muscular round butts and dudes will become so popular that it will become the norm for guys to get BBLs.
BBLs. Like they get as popular as they're getting a hair transplant?
Yeah, or like calf. Like some guys are very insecure about their calves. That was a whole Johnny drama thing on Entourage.
Yeah.
I'm willing to take the next step where there's going to be surgery for guys and their gluteus maximus.
I know in the bodybuilding world, back when I was in college and I was buying all the magazines and taking all the drugs, calf implants was a big thing for bodybuilders. That was their cheat because it's really hard to get your calves.
Right. I think that's more of a genetic thing.
It's a trainer who they refer to. I think maybe it was only one guy referred to in the article, and he just is talking about trends of what he sees in the gym. And what I've noticed in it might be like the last decade. As I've been going to the gym somewhat regularly, not so regularly lately, deadlifts, I don't remember deadlifts being so big 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. Deadlifts to me now are like top three exercise you'll see at the gym. Probably for guys, probably number one would still be bench, but deadlift is up there. See, I think squat's always been in the top five for sure.
I don't think for the average
leg
guy.
Press.
I don't think for the average guy. I think the average guy was doing chest.
The average guy, maybe.
The average college student, he's going in there and he's pumping out some bench press.
Right.
And he's ripping some curls.
He doesn't care what his ass looks like.
He might do a few rows, which also hits your arms.
Lat pull downs.
Yeah, but they're not doing a lot of leg stuff. Now, if you're an athlete, and now these athletes are all doing it. Girls, guys, all of them.
Yeah.
They're doing all the Olympic lifts, which is great. My 16-year-old, she does them all.
Yeah, my frame of reference might not be great because I'm going to, popular gym where most of those people are going in to work out pretty seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Valdez, are you teeing it up today?
Yeah, I'm playing at Hidden Creek like right after the show.
Yeah.
Are you going to be able to get it in, like rain-wise?
I looked at the forecast. I thought
looks like it's going to be okay.
I think it's going to be okay, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think it's not supposed to like pour until overnight.
I mean, this is the day to play. I mean, I know you play in heat, you don't care, but this would be the day this week to play.
No, it was hot the last couple of days.
Oh,
when I played the other day out in Renditions, like by about the 12th hole, I was just like wiped out.
Right.
Yeah. but we soldiered on.
Yeah, I don't know how guys were playing. There were a bunch of charity golf tournaments this week. I don't know how guys were doing it.
Yeah,
because charity golf tournaments take a long time. They just do.
They do, but there's a lot of booze in those things.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Well, that's hard to do.
And actually, they were doing what you said. They were driving around, actually, and they were with coolers and asking people if they wanted to dump their towels into their ice coolers.
Well, it's a great.
I almost golf wondered hack. If they did it because they heard you saying it.
Oh, really?
I almost wondered.
You should ask.
Because I've never seen that before.
Should have asked them.
Yeah.
Ask Dave.
Yeah.
Send him a text.
Hey, if you work at a golf course or a country club and you're a starter or bag mm-hmm. boy, have a cooler with rolled up towels that you put in the carts with ice, and I guarantee you you'll get a silly tip by the end of the round.
A ton of tips. Yeah, you probably would.
Yeah. I've been to a few clubs where they've done that before.
Where they give you like
on real hot days,
cold
yeah.
towels. Yeah, yeah. Definitely. I mean, we had guys like have them all over their heads. You know what I mean? It's that kind of heat.
Or even better is you take the cart, you have a side cooler, and then you drive around the course and offer it up to people.
Right. That's what they were doing.
Yeah.
That's what they
did.
Were
you tip
doing.
Them?
No. I didn't.
By the way, how
he
was
he asked me if I wanted some ice for my towel, and I said yes. I put my towel in there, and it said thank you. It didn't occur to me to tip him, to be honest with you, Valdez. It doesn't always occur to me. Sorry.
How was your sleep last night?
I told JP, from midnight to 3, better.
Okay.
Like maybe didn't wake up. It's from 10 to midnight and from 3 to 4:30 that we need to work on now.
10 to midnight and 3 to 4:30.
Yeah, right. So I had a good midnight to 3, which, believe me, is way better than I've had recently.
My 3 to 4:30, or I get up at 4, but let's just say my 2.
Your last hour?
My 2 to 4 has been awful for years.
Yeah.
I never sleep all the way until my alarm goes off. My alarm probably goes off 3 or 4 times a year.
What about on vacation?
Even on vacation.
My on vacation?
Because my body will just wake up.
Yeah, but I stay in bed. I wake up, but I stay in bed.
Oh, yeah, of course. I don't get out of bed when I don't have to, but my body wakes up. But I'm telling you, and I'm not exaggerating, my alarm clock has probably gone off 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, I believe it.
This year.
Mine doesn't go off.
Never goes off.
Yeah, I'm always up way before.
So from 2
now
to 4.
Now I got that dumb red light in there, and I don't even know. I could legitimately say I don't think it's doing anything, my red light.
Yeah.
But
I sleep great. Like a freaking bear from
midnight to 3.
From about 8:30, 9 o'clock until
or 2.
So when you went to Lake Como for vacation.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you didn't sleep well?
He went there one time. He's not going to Lake Como.
I'm trying to think of a place he went to vacation.
I mean, I can't remember how I slept. That was 5 years ago.
All right. But your last vacation, where was it?
I guess it was when I went down to Carolina.
You didn't have good, nice, long sleep?
No. My body will wake up.
Your body's
when you
up.
Wake up at 4 every single day, I mean, you got a clock.
It's not just that. It's getting older. I think when you get older.
I slept till 9:30 last week.
All right. Well, you're
silly.
You're a better sleeper than me.
It was somewhat shocking, but I woke up and I looked, 9:30.
He's always sleep shaming us. He goes on the plane and he falls asleep within 2 seconds.
I know. I can't do it.
Yeah, I know. You have God bless you. You're blessed. Sleeping, you should see the number of people that hit me up that have trouble sleeping.
Of course, I understand a lot of people have trouble sleeping.
Yeah, I mean it's a if you. Can
I
sleep,
think all these gadgets good. You're doing. I think I don't know. You need to calm your mind somehow, and it's not the calm and the magnesium. It's just something's going on.
It's funny that you think it's that. I don't think it's that. I mean, my mind.
Well,
does
you're trying
go.
All these gadgets and they're not working.
Well, no, I tell you, you know what's what has worked to initially calm me down? I'm telling you, the cherry tart juice.
Okay.
It does work. Take some. Drink some before you.
I'd like to sleep more than 3 hours straight.
I'm trying, buddy.
Yeah, maybe eliminate everything.
Believe me, I want to as well. No, I just can't.
JP's anti-taking anything.
Yeah.
I'm the complete opposite of that. So
yeah.
I like vitamins and things of that nature. You're anti-vitamin. So you do you. Let me do me.
He's different.
I'm not anti. I'm just saying you're having a bad result. So instead of keep doing the same result, it's insanity.
Well, now he's on tartar.
I am trying to. Tart juice is helping me a little bit.
Tartar sauce.
I'm very pro vitamins. I'm not going to stop taking vitamins. Sorry, buddy. Not going to happen.
I don't care. You're the one that's complaining.
The vitamins are not keeping me awake.
Well, they're not helping you.
but they're not keeping me awake.
In Eric's defense, he didn't complain. He was asked about it.
Yeah.
I asked.
Yeah.
I wonder how Will Dawkins slept the last two nights.
I'm guessing he slept pretty well. He seemed pretty calm about the whole thing.
Yeah, well,
he's always calm.
We can ask him.
Calm, cool, and collected. All right, we'll talk to Will Dawkins. He's the Wizards GM next about their rebuild plan, about them drafting Trey Johnson from Texas, and more here on the Junkies.